Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Rob and Rob.
Hello, you wonderful hubber. How are you today? I hope you're well. Don't answer because I can't hear you. But I hope you're well. Welcome to Ask Rob and Rob, the show where we feel uplifted after our wonderful rebrand. Things are just so lovely and your feedback's so lovely. So we want to be lovely and give you some quality answers. And we got some quality questions to match that this week. Let's remind you of how you can get on the show and get your questions answered.
Yep, a lot has changed, but how you get in touch hasn't. All you need to do is give us a call on 013 808 0035. That's 013 808 0035. Or you can go to propertyhub.net/ask and leave us your question there. You can ask us one question. You can even, if you're feeling particularly inquisitive, ask us two questions. And if we're in a generous mood like we are today, we might just let you have both. So Ben, it's your lucky day. Let's have a listen to your first question.
Hi, Rob and Rob. It's Ben here. Two questions, if I may, and just before I mention that, so just to say I absolutely love the podcast and I am an RMP client, so thank you for your great service. First question is, absolutely love all the stuff on the cycle, but one risk I don't think, and I'm not sure if you've mentioned this in the past, and something that worries me as a UK investor is a potential Labour majority government in the UK. And given that that seems like there's an increasing likelihood of that in the medium term, if that happened, what's your view on how badly that could affect UK landlords?
Ben, politics question. Next week you're going to ask me my favourite religion. But let's try and tread as carefully as we can and give everyone an answer that's going to provide some value. So, what would happen? Well, there's no point in dancing around this. A Labour government led by Jeremy Corbyn, with a majority, is bad news for landlords. You can't dress this up. It's going to be bad news. But there is more to it than just it not being good. But there is more to it than that gloomy outcome or prediction. You have to remember there's a lot more in play here. For starters, the current Tory governments are trying to compensate for Jeremy Corbyn. And they are normally not associated with being on the left of politics. But when it comes to certainly housing policy, they are very much on the left. And actually more left than the last government, which was led by Labour. So it's not a Labour or Tory issue. It's who is leading those parties at the time that will determine whether it is good for property investors or bad news for property investors. Now, Jeremy Corbyn does have some grand plans, and some of them will sound very scary to property investors. But you have to remember, what he outlined in his manifesto to grab attention and votes may not always play out. And there's a long, long track record of manifestos not being delivered by a ruling party. So while the headlines may look scary, and what he's proposing may look scary, the outcome may be watered down. The other thing that you have to remember is, if Jeremy Corbyn does come in and delivers all these reforms and makes all these changes, and they do turn out to be catastrophic, he can only be bad for so long. He will be asked to move on, and he'll only get a term if he does go and destroy the economy. And then another government will come in and clean up the mess. Now, this is not me saying I love or hate Jeremy Corbyn. It's just from a property point of view. And for some people, in the short term, it may be good news. However, I think that Tory government will be smart enough to know that the Jeremy Corbyn effect is there, and they will go extreme one way or the other. They may go further left, or they may actually go the complete opposite way and go further right. World politics right now is an interesting place, and it seems the extremes are the norm. However, for UK politics, we've got a long, long, long history of being centre and not voting in any party that's going to do anything too dramatic. So we will see. My final prediction is that I don't actually think he'll get in. However, I did get Brexit wrong and I did get Trump wrong. So you might not want to listen to me, and you could be more worried after that.
Well, accuracy of prediction aside, I think a point that you made there, Rob, is really important. Whatever happens, it won't be forever. And it might just be a period of time that property investors, and perhaps investors in general, just have to ride out. In the past, we've had a period of interest rates north of 15%. In the past, we've had marginal tax rates that are pretty much 100%. Neither of those things have been very pleasant at the time, but neither of them have lasted forever. Property is a long-term investment, and you can pick pretty much any 20-year period, and within those 20 years, there'll be really fantastic times and really pretty bad times, and it's all just about positioning yourself so you can ride out the bad times and take advantage of the good ones. Well, the prospect of a potential Labour government can't have put Ben off too much because he's asking another question. Let's have a listen to that one.
And then secondly, with regards to off-plan investments, if you're buying with a mortgage, what's the quickest and best way to extract equity from any value increase, since most lenders only lend on the price you paid, even if it's 2 years prior to completion? Thanks very much.
Okay, another really good question there. So the short answer is there is no quickest way to extract equity from a value increase in your off-plan property. So if you buy a property off-plan for, say, 100,000, and when it completes, it's worth 115,000, and then 6 months later, because the market's really flying, it's worth 125,000, that's brilliant, but you're not necessarily going to be able to get at it. That doesn't mean that the gain isn't real. It doesn't mean that it's not yours. That is equity that would be yours if you sold the property, and you will be able to do something with one day, but you're not necessarily going to get a lender to recognise that value increase for a couple of years. Why? A couple of reasons. First of all, valuations are based on transactions of comparable properties. So if there are loads and loads of transactions going on at the higher level, a valuer will be able to look at that and be fairly confident that your property really is worth as much as you're saying it is. But you do need to have those transactions. So if the market is slower and there aren't any exact like-for-like comparables, or not many, then that's going to be a more difficult thing for them to do. But even if there are lots of other transactions going on, valuers are working on behalf of mortgage companies, and mortgage companies have nothing to gain from being optimistic. So they're not going to be falling over themselves to let you potentially pull a load of money out, de-risk yourself and transfer some risk to them because they're lending more. For that reason, we always say it's a good idea to factor in having to wait for 2 years post-completion to extract that equity. There'll be points in the cycle and in different micro markets where you can do it quicker. You might be able to do it within a year, but if you plan for 2 years, that's a lot safer. So really, whether this is a suitable strategy for you or not depends on your goals and on your time frame. If you're trying to build a portfolio quickly and you're trying to recycle your deposit and you need to keep it turning over quickly, it's not going to be a suitable strategy for you. You're going to have to be looking at situations where you're adding value through extension or refurbishment or something else, so you can far more easily clearly demonstrate that there's been an increase in value. The off-plan method is brilliant. It's a lot less work if you're willing to wait those couple of years.
Absolutely. And what many other people don't understand as well is that during the off-plan period, the point before it's built, is often the most profitable period of ownership. I know, sounds a bit crazy, right? And that would be a whole course in itself. But don't worry, we've got a whole course in itself. Go to our wonderful, lovely-looking new website, propertyhub.net. Go to the university section and check out the off-plan course. Of course, it's free. All the courses are free. But go and dig into that one if you haven't yet and get a better understanding of how off-plan can really work for you. But also, just as importantly, understanding how to eliminate the risks. Because if you can eliminate the risks but take advantage of all the upside, it can be, for the right people, a very powerful strategy. So there you go, Ben. Your two questions answered. Hope you and everyone else listening found that useful. We'll be back on Thursday with the main property podcast. And if you want to join us on the show in the future on Ask Rob and Rob, get along to propertyhub.net/ask. So until those two wonderful events occur, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.